In today's halacha, we're going to go through understanding the methods that the hashkacha companies use during the year of Shemitah to provide produce for the consumer, for the law-abiding public. So as we've discussed in previous shiurim, there is a prohibition to do business with Shemitah produce. So this obviously poses a huge difficulty upon hashkachas, as it is the job and the responsibility of hashkacha to provide halachically valid produce on the market. And if Shemitah produce may not be sold, so if you knock off the market a very large percentage of your yearly fruit and vegetable and grain produce. So what do Shemitah companies do? What do hashkacha companies do during the Shemitah year? This is not just important in terms of understanding background of hashkachas, but also for the consumer to understand the different signs that are in stores, what things are reliable and are not reliable, what methods should a scrupulous Jew follow, and what method of hashkacha should he not follow, which one should he know is level one, which is level two, which is bidyeved. So that's the purpose of today's class. So we'll start off discussing one of the major hashkachas here in Eretz Yisrael, the Eidah Haredes. And they take a very, very strict approach towards Shemitah, in which they make it their goal that all produce provided under their hashgacha will not contain any Kedush HaShviyas at all. Meaning there's no Shemitah produce at all on their market. How do they do so? So there's a number of ways of providing produce without it having any Shemitah status. One way is Gidul Nachrim. All fruits and vegetables that are grown by Goyim, they hold, and this is the minig in Eretz Yisrael, that does not have Kedusha Shvius, as discussed in one of the previous shiurim. So all produce that's grown in the land of Goyim can be provided. Likewise, they provide what's called their Teres Chul, products that are from Chutz Laretz. All products that are outside of the borders of Israel, the halachic borders of Israel, are not relevant to the laws of Shemitah. Likewise, they provide what's called Yivul Shishis, the produce of the sixth year. So the market that is provided, the produce market is provided by the Eidah Haredes, is once again Gidul Nachrim, Teteres Chol, which is from Chutz Laretz, and Yivul Shishis. So if you see a sign that says Gidul Nachrim, you understand now what it means. So too, if it says Yivul Shishis or Teteres Chol, they are basically trying to tell you that there's no problem whatsoever of Shemitah on this produce, as it's not a Shemitah product. Now we're going to discuss two other types of methods used by Hashkachas to provide Shemitah, to provide produce during Shemitah. And in this latter case, only certain Hashkachas use these methods. The Eidah Haredes does not use these methods, and there are other Hashkachas that also do not use these methods, and rather only provide non-Shemitah produce. What methods are used? So you have one method called Eitzer Bezdin. Eitzer Bezdin is a method that's sourced in the Tisefta, in the times of the Mishnah, in basically which would mean that since it would be difficult to require all the Jewish people to make a pilgrimage to the fields and collect the fruits and vegetables, so the Bezdin would appoint shluchim, emissaries, to go to the fields, gather the fruits and vegetables, and then bring it to a marketplace and not sell it, but just have consumers pay for the cost of the messengers going there and traveling back and supplying it, but not for the actual cost of the vegetable. And that would not be an issue of doing business, as they are not charging for the actual food and vegetable. So many hashgachas today have taken this method that was used back then and turned it into a valid method of providing and selling on the market Shemitah produce. Now, the problem with this method called Eitzer Bezdin, which means basically the product of the Bezdin that they collected from the Jewish owners of the fields, is that there's many different ways of doing it, and not all of them are so kosher, meaning not all of them are so valid, and many, many of them are questioned. For example, you have certain Eitzer Bezdins, which they actually charge up to 90% of the market value of the fruit, meaning that they tell the Jewish landowner, we will pay you up to 90% of your of the value of your produce, and we will collect that from the consumers. So in essence, they're really selling Shemitah produce in a fictitious way through a bezdin. The only real Eitzer Bezdin that can be relied upon the halacha is when there's absolutely nothing charged for the actual fruit and simply for the labor of the messengers. And this can be easily told by the pricing of the fruit. If you see that the pricing of an Eitzer Bezdin product is the same or more expensive than regularly your product, then you know that there's extra money here being given for other purposes. This is the reason why the Eid HaChredes does not do Eitzer Bezdin at all, as it it's connected with many, many different halachic shailos on how to go about it. But nevertheless, if you do see a hashgacha that says Eitzer Bezdin, number one, you know it means that the fruits contain Kedush HaShvi'is. Those fruits were taken from Jewish-owned land in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, you should also look into with regards to what kind of Eitzer Bezdin is it. You can't just rely on any hashgacha of Eitzer Bezdin. It has to be a reliable and reputable hashgacha that will not do it in a way of trickery. Another method that's used only by the Rabbanut Hashkachas and by none of the Mahajan Hashkachas is called Heter Mechira. We will not go into all the background and historical depth of Heter Mechira, but in essence what Heter Mechira is that before Shemitah, the Jewish landowners in Eretz Yisrael sell the land to a guy for a period of a year, and after Shemitah they buy it back. So for that whole year of Shemitah, it's owned by a guy. And therefore, they consider it Gidl Nachrim, the produce of a guy, which doesn't have Kedush HaShvi'is. The Gdeli HaPoiskim, starting over 100 years ago, and even more, about 130 years ago, they professed many different halachic issues to this heter, such as that it's usher to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, such as that such a sale is invalid and really still owned by a Jew. And because of this, it's been accepted amongst the Orthodox Jewry in Eretz Yisrael, the Haredi Jewry in Eretz Yisrael, not to rely at all on heter mechira, and we don't use it at all for our kitchen. So therefore, when you go into a restaurant, into a store, and it has a sign of Heter Mechira, you understand that that is using this Heter that many Gdeli Yisrael have spoken out against. But nevertheless, the Rabbanut uses it as a last resort in terms of saving other Jews from transgressing Shemitah in any other way.